Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And hey, guys, here in New York City, New York City kids, all 1.1 million of them, were granted permission by the city to skip classes without penalty so they can join the global climate strike. WNYC reporter Gwen Hogan has been covering the story. Hi, Gwen.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going okay. I know my son's going as part of his school.
Lovely.
What are some of the big events that are being planned for tomorrow?
Yeah, so it starts around 11 tomorrow. People are going to start to congregate in Foley Square. There's a kicks off with a rally at noon. The students are going to march south, or it's student led, and then there are people of all ages who are going to participate. That starts at noon. They'll march south to Battery Park, and then there'll be more speakers and another rally and music at Battery Park around 3 p.m.
So you've been hanging out with New York's Fridays for Future activists. Tell us a little bit more about them.
Yeah, so this is a group of kids that kind of found each other through social media. Like Callan was saying, they sort of were inspired by what Greta was doing in Sweden. And, you know, it was one, it was two. Some people were outside of City Hall. Some people were outside of the United Nations. And through social media, they found each other. And there are about a dozen core organizers who have been kind of at it, who go every week. This, again, is going to be much, much bigger than the people who strike every Friday. But they're students of all kinds, you know. They're mostly high schoolers, although there is a middle schooler who's a core organizer. Some of them had experiences, had suffered asthma, mm-hmm. and found that air quality was the cause of that, or they experienced fires or wildfires in mm-hmm. other places, or droughts, or remember Hurricane Sandy, and were sort of drawn to this.
So it was a big deal this week when Greta arrived via boat.
A couple weeks ago. Late August, I know.
I lose track
it's all
of time.
A blur.
Who helped organize that on this end? Was part of these groups that
yes.
you've been talking to?
Yeah. So the overarching Fridays for Future is this global organization. And in New York City, they sort of made this welcoming party for Greta. Mm-hmm. They were on the banks singing songs and chanting when she arrived. They had been in touch with her. They met her for the first time, which was very exciting for them. You know, they'd been inspired by her.
You've been talking to some kids.
Yes.
You got a clip for us. Who's this?
Yeah. So one thing that I found was like a lot of the kids have this anxiety, right, about the future, what's going to look like for them. Can they have kids? And they're teenagers thinking about this. So this is 16-year-old Sima Niesenbaum, and she kind of talks about how she's putting this to action.
As someone who's young, who can't vote, who's still in school, you oftentimes feel helpless when it comes to things like this because you think that there's a limit onto what you can do. But part of what being on this organizing committee and working for the strike has made me realize is that my age has absolutely no limit on what I can do. And with the help of these amazing people, I feel like I can do absolutely anything.
Okay, Gwen, in our last 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Who's speaking at the rally tomorrow? Do we know?
Yes, a lot of different people, but Greta Thunberg will be speaking. She's kind of the star, but there are lots and lots of speakers from all over the world that are going to be there.
And you will be there as well.
I will.
We'll try to connect with you via cell phone.
You will, yes.
Gwen Hogan from WNYC's newsroom, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. I will meet you back here next time.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.